Faith in a time of crisis is never easy. It can be difficult to confess the triumph and victory of the resurrection during a time when lament seems more fitting. Yet Christian faith is not a denial of present suffering, but an acknowledgement that what we see is not all there is. Christ is risen, and he will someday raise us and all creation with imperishable bodies. Let's confess our faith in the resurrection, even in the midst of death all around us. Christ is not dead. He is risen. Alleluia. He is risen indeed. Though this world is bruised and broken by the fall, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Though we walk in the valley of the shadow of death, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Though we suffer the toils and futility of work in a cursed world, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed.
Though all creation groans for redemption, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Though we sin daily in thought, word, and deed, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Though the good we want to do is often left undone, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Though we are homebound in fear of death and disease, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed.
Though we lose work, income, and daily bread, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Though we lament new losses every day, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Though the evil one seeks to devour God's children, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Though we are afflicted in every way, perplexed, persecuted, and struck down, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed.
Though we are always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Christ is not dead. He is risen. Alleluia. He is risen indeed.